of law.
Will the courts enforce a contract to corner a particular commodity? Well, the court speculated on the answer in the case of the cornered chemical. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Rayburn Goodfellow was smart, ambitious, quick-thinking. After getting his master's degree in business administration, he went to work for Sperry Hardeman IV. Sperry owned a string of hotels, a string of banks, enough cash to buy several of the United States. Sperry had a lot of aggression and drive, plus a lot of business savvy. Recognized similar qualities in young Rayburn. One day, he called Rayburn into his office, and he said,
"Rayburn, I've got a special job for you. You ever heard of Compound X? No? Well, I'll tell you. It's used to manufacture most computer microchips. Without it, chips are just so many grains of sand. Now, I intend to corner the market on Compound X. I want you to prepare an action plan for buying up all the Compound X you can get your hands on."
Rayburn caught on fast, and Sperry grinned and nodded.
"I said you were a smart young fellow, and I was right. Now, I'll tell you what. You do this successfully, I'll give you a bonus of $100,000.
Rayburn did his job quickly and effectively, but the plan misfired. The world's chipmakers found another chemical that would work just as well as Compound X, and Sperry was the unhappy owner of tons of chemical he could neither sell nor give away. When Rayburn asked for his bonus for successfully carrying out his part of the plan, Sperry snarled,
"Don't bother me. I got troubles enough now."
Rayburn quit and sued Sperry for his $100,000. His attorney told the court, "Rayburn agreed to carry out certain plans in addition to his regular job. Sperry promised to pay him extra for those services. He performed them satisfactorily. It's no fault of his if Sperry miscalculated and was disappointed with the result. Sperry should pay." The billionaire's attorney said, "All that we agreed to, but Rayburn still can't win. For the courts to enforce a contract, there must be, first of all, an agreement. Second, there must be legality of purpose. Now, here the cornering of the market was not a legal purpose, and so this contract cannot be enforced. What would you do about the cornered commodity?" Well, we'll get the court's reactions in just a moment. Will the courts enforce a contract to corner a specific commodity? No, said a New York appeals court. This operation was designed to restrain trade. That is illegal. Rayburn knew that, or should have known it. He is, in fact, a party to the conspiracy, and as a result, his case has no merit in the eyes of the law. So even though he has done everything he agreed to do, he will not be allowed to recover his $100,000 bonus. In this particular New York appeals court case, it's a point of law on WCCO.